This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha.
Tonight, the NPR Tiny Desk Contest will come to a close at 10:59 p.m. Central Time. The contest was created in 2014 to help give unsigned artists a platform to get their music to a broader audience, which speaks to the impetus of Tiny Desk overall. Nearly 2 weeks ago, I spoke with Bobby Carter, a proud St. Louis native who hosts and produces Tiny Desk concerts at NPR. We also talked about the Tiny Desk contest, which he's a judge for. I asked him if he had any tips or words of encouragement for musicians in our listening area.
St. Louis is just such a unique place. And most of the St. Louis artists that I listen to and love, I can never pinpoint who they sound like. We're like our own planet. So, like, lean into that. If you are entering the contest, whether you're pitching me, like, lean into, like, the thing that makes our sound so unique. Like, lean into your accent. I kind of lost my accent a little bit since I've been, I've been down, you know, I lived down south for a long time, and then I moved to the East Coast. When I go back home, I'm here and there. Where you going, bro? You know, I get back to it. But, like, just lean into that thing that makes us stand out from anybody from an LA or New York. When you hear someone from LA, you hear someone from New York, you can almost pinpoint it in their sound. Mm. Nashville, same thing. You name the place. So, like, lean into that special thing, that comes from our demographic, that comes from where we come from. And do whatever you can to stand out. Do not fall into trends when it comes to sounds. Mm. If you have a classic sound, if you're into classic hip hop or boom bap, just because that's not the thing that's marketable right now or on the radio right now, it doesn't mean that you can't put your own special twist on it. You know what I mean? So don't fall into trends. Don't follow the wave. Go against it. You know what I mean? Because that's what I look for when I'm listening to somebody. It's like, what stands out? You know, we can listen to a bunch of things all day that sound like the same thing. And I know that's cool. It knocks in the club. It's catchy. All of that kind of stuff. But I'm looking for different.
That was Bobby Carter, one of the judges for NPR's Tiny Desk Contest and the host producer of Tiny Desk Concerts for NPR. Now, joining me in studio to talk more about the Tiny Desk Contest is Maya Norfleet, producer for St. Louis on the Air. Maya, welcome back.
Of course. Thank you for having me again.
So, Maya, you've been watching Tiny Desk Contest videos as they've rolled in, and you had a chance to talk with one of the applicants from St. Louis. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I got a chance to talk with Kayla Thompson, who goes by KV the Writer. She submitted a video to the contest for an unreleased song of hers called FaceTime, and it includes her and her band. And actually, this is the first time that she submitted a video, despite the fact that she's been performing on stages around town for many years, putting out music for many years. And so I asked KV what motivated her to submit a video to the Tiny Desk Contest this year.
I've been wanting to submit to the Tiny Desk Contest for a couple of years now. And this year, it just felt like all the pieces fell together. I had somebody able to record it. I had, like, the band already knew the music. So I'm like, okay, this is a good time to do this. It was just easy.
And tell me about the song you performed, because I'm not familiar with it. I think it's the first time I heard it.
It is an unreleased song, and it's a funny story about that. So we were at the studio getting ready to, like, start recording. The band just got there. They're getting settled in. And I'm sitting there reading the rules to the Tiny Desk. So, yes, I took until we're about to record to read the rules. So we were originally supposed to do my song, You Don't Really Know. And I'm reading the rules, and I'm like, dang, you can't perform a song that has a sample. I was like, y'all think we can perform You Don't Really Know? They was like, I'm like, well, it says you know, you can't perform a song with a sample, but we're doing the live version. And so it's not really a sample because, like, we're doing it live. They're like, let's not even risk it. I'm like, what song are we about to do then? And I was like, well, we could do FaceTime because the band knows the song because we performed it at Workfest. And that was like our first time ever performing it, but it's unreleased. I haven't put the song out. And they're like, yeah, that's a good one to do. And so we just like, we ran through it twice and then we ended up just going with that song. And that's the song that I'm going to put out this year. Like my, I've been holding on to it. I recorded it in 2023. But I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a big record. So I kind of just been hanging on to it. But it worked out because the band already knew, you know, the composition of the song because we performed it before.
When we got to talk to Bobby Carter at NPR Music, we asked him, you know, like what, like the concert came first. And then just the last 11 years, there's been a contest for independent artists to get like their so-called breakthrough. What how do you interpret what a breakthrough is as an independent musician?
I think a breakthrough for me, I define it as getting an audience or like an audience finding you that you don't normally have. Because right now I feel like I have a really big St. Louis audience, but I don't have a big Kansas City audience. I have a big Chicago audience, you know, Atlanta audience. And I think it's getting fans from other cities and other places listening to your music.
And that was rapper and songwriter KV the Writer. So KV said that she was going to perform You Don't Really Know. And it was at the last minute that she realized she didn't really know the rules, right?
Right.
So let's go through some of those rules, Maya, mm-hmm. especially, you know, for those who maybe are listening to this and have been hesitating.
Yeah, don't hesitate, because really the biggest thing is it's original music, no samples. Perform it at a desk. Upload it to YouTube. Put in your application by 10:59 p.m. There's other stuff like, you know, be a resident of the U.S., Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, the District of Columbia. Be at least 18 years old. Content-wise, it has to be suitable for general audiences. If mm-hmm. you watch Tiny Desk, you can see how far you can go. That's as far as you can go, too.
Mm-hmm.
The video has to be under 10 minutes.
And I think the point about
really
the video is that I think there's some misconception.
Yeah, if you notice, Bobby said he's looking for what sounds. Like, video is nice and we love a good video production moment. I'm a video girly myself. But if you're focusing on making the video look good, I think you're missing the point of what it's all about. You're supposed to show off your beautiful, lovely, original music at a desk. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm. And the people who are participating that are in the video,
mm-hmm.
what is there to know about that?
What is to know? You can, like, so for example, you can perform with a backing track, like if you have backup vocals, but say you make it all the way to the end, whoever is in that video with you are the only people who will be invited to DC to perform with you. So, like, in, for example, if you go watch Kayla's video, KV the writer's her video, she has her band, she has her DJ, she has that backup vocalist. Like, everyone in that video, if she were to make it the distance, that's who's going to be able to come with her. Mm-hmm. If there's suddenly some, oh, this other person, they're not going to be invited because they weren't in the video.
Right. And then there is also, I mean, many people try for many years, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a one shot only, and that's the only shot you have.
Right. You can submit as long you just have one entry per year, but you can submit every year as long as you want to.
Mm-hmm. Where is it that people upload their videos then?
You just YouTube.com, and then you go to their website. If you just simply search Tiny Desk 2025, you'll find it's a very comprehensive webpage. It'll give you even more details if you're extra curious about other rules. And then you submit the form.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that on that.
Well, we've been talking about local music
right.
on the show on a monthly basis for, I think we're coming up on number four?
No, it's
five?
It's been since October, so.
Okay,
that
yeah,
math.
Right. And what is interesting about the St. Louis artists who have put up their videos is that they represent different genres, right?
They represent different genres. And there's a lot, you know, I have my own personal blind spots on genre. So I'm scrolling through, you can look by state. They don't have it by city. exactly, but I've seen enough names where I'm like, okay, I recognize KV, of course, El Draco, Just So. They did their video with Create a Place, who we just had them in studio last month. DJ Bionic, who was a Next Gen radio participant last year. Like, all these names and faces that are familiar, and I still know that I don't recognize everybody. So I've heard rumors of people being nervous and freaked out about submitting stuff. Stop it. Find a
just
desk.
Do it.
And play your music, please.
Right. And again, video, the production value is not the thing that
it's
is
cute,
important.
It's nice, but Bobby said he's listening.
Yeah. And I hope you're listening out there if you have been hesitating. And again, this is Maya Norfleet, producer on St. Louis on the Air. Maya, thanks for talking with us today about the Tiny Desk Contest.
Absolutely.
You can read up more on the rules at our website, stlpr.org/tinydesk.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.